This is Radio National Summer. I'm Amanda Smith, and this Artworks is in praise of folly. It's 500 years ago that Erasmus wrote his essay The Praise of Folly, or In Praise of Folly, a satire mocking human foolishness and frailty and the abuses and corruptions of the Catholic Church. For Artworks, Albert Ehrnrooth went to Boijmans van Beuningen Museum in Rotterdam and met up with curators of the Erasmus exhibition, Friesold Lammertzer and Peter van der Koele.
Praise of Folly is best known work of Erasmus, of course, and maybe also the only work that people read nowadays. For Erasmus himself, it was not his most important work. His religious work was more important to him. But when he wrote this book in 1509, and 2 years later it was published for the first time, it immediately had a big response. It was translated, of course Erasmus had written it in Latin, like he always wrote in Latin, but it was translated into Dutch, French, German, English, so this was a bestseller in Europe in the 16th century. Erasmus criticizes almost everything in society, and the satire aspects of this you can also find in painting of the early 16th century. Clearly there are parallels, and sometimes they are very close, the text and the images.
Peter van der Koele is the keeper of prints and drawings at the Museum Boijmans van Beuningen in Rotterdam. He was responsible for putting together the gallery's exhibition Images of Erasmus. Dutch people associate Erasmus with the city of Rotterdam, even though he probably only lived there for 3 years. Friesold Lammertzer, curator of old master paintings at the Boijmans van Beuningen, explains that Erasmus has not been forgotten and his name pops up everywhere in the city. That is why, arguably, the greatest humanist of the Renaissance era deserves to be celebrated in his birthplace.
Erasmus was always considered as our most important citizen. He was born here, and that's almost the only thing. But he never lived here, really. But already in the 16th century, they are so proud that he was born here that the city government in 1530 or 1540, they ask a portrait of him. They sent a letter to Basel, to Holbein's workshop. Is there a portrait available? Because we want to have it. So already from a few moments after his death, he was considered as such an important person for Rotterdam. Well, you can see that the most important bridge is the Erasmus Bridge, the most important university is the Erasmus University, the hospital, go on and go on. So when it really
earlier this century, a number of Rotterdammers were asked in a survey if they knew who Erasmus was and what he had achieved. Many guessed that he was the architect who in the 90s built the Erasmus Bridge. Well, it certainly is a landmark to be proud of, with its 140-metre-high swan-like pylon. And, of course, it bears his name. Erasmus can be said to have advocated tolerance and moderation, but he was not that kind of bridge builder.